an egg made out of china, something like that, to put in a nest to fool the hen. Have you ever heard of them doing that?
Yeah, you used to have nest eggs.
Uh-huh. They were made out of china or something?
I don't know what they made. Made out of this nest eggs. I don't remember. I didn't think it was made out of china.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I didn't know. I wondered what they were made out of.
I never thought that. Mm-hmm. It's something to fool a hen with.
Mm-hmm. Something to fool a hen with, though. That's what it was for. Well, what do you call one of these that people would put flowers in? Something to put flowers in the house?
I've never been much of a flower girl.
Well, did the...
Vases?
Yeah, they did have those, though. Mm-hmm. They would take something like that. And now, like, after you'd wash the dishes, how would you get the soap off the dishes?
Scald.
Uh-huh.
And then dry them.
Uh-huh. Oh, you'd scald them, and then that mm-hmm. would... And
scald them, and dry them.
Mm-hmm. And you'd have to use clear water,
of course. You'd have to clean the clear water. And a clean drying rag.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I've had to dry them black at the heart.
Oh, you've done that?
Oh, yeah, I've had to dry dishes.
Well, so when that scalding water, you'd say that was the way that you'd rinse them?
Huh?
That's the way you rinsed them?
Yeah, we rinsed them with scalding
water. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you dry them with
Then dry them with a nice dryer. White rag.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, what would you wash them with?
Then we had a wash rag.
Uh-huh.
You washed them with mm-hmm. soap.
Well, what about your face? What would you wash your face with? What, did you have a rag for that?
Yeah.
Did you call that
wash rag.
Uh-huh. And then to dry yourself off with?
Drying rag.
Uh-huh. And, of course, I know you didn't have running water in those days, but like nowadays, what do you call the thing on a sink that the water comes out of? What you hold your hands under to get...
Faucet.
Yeah. What about when it's on the side of a house? What do you call it? On the outside?
Yeah, I know. I've got some. What do you call it?
Well, I don't know. I want to see what you call it. Because people have different names in different parts of the country. That's what I'm interested in.
I'm not sure.
Do you call it hydrant?
Yeah.
Is that you have heard that? Well, that's what.
I tried.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've got three or four around there.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it was a. Well, do you ever have much trouble around here? Does it get cold enough that your pipes freeze?
Mm-hmm.
Does that ever happen?
Yes.
Has that ever happened to you here?
Yes, ma'am. I used to have lots of chickens.
Uh-huh.
Chicken, I've got four big chicken houses up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I could raise them.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of times my water freezes.
Mm-hmm.
Up there.
Well, then what happens to the pipes?
Well, I had that. Well, taking heating.
Have you ever had them to bust or anything?
Yes, ma'am.
That does happen.
You have to put another pipe in.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've always tried to get them tore up.
Mm-hmm.
Had to heat them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Had lots of trouble.
What about if you were driving horses or something and driving a buggy? What do you call that thing that you...
Buggy whip?
Yeah, they had those.